Habanero 3 Jams cares about Kansas City. If you see something, say something. Call the TIPS hotline at 816-474-TIPS. Stand up and silence the violence in KC. Fifth annual Bump Cancer Volleyball Tournament is going down this weekend. Here in the studio, tell us more about it. Samuel Lockridge, what's going on, man?
How you doing, my brother?
Good to see you again, man. Of course, good to have you doing this event again for a good cause.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Our fifth year.
Fifth year, man. So tell me about, first of all, for those who don't know, tell me about how you got involved in something like this.
I had a close friend of mine that I grew up with. Her name was Glenda Sublett, and I just heard about breast cancer, but actually watching a friend, a loved one, go through it and how rapidly it was affecting her, I just knew it was time to do something, educate myself as well, educate the community about what's going on to some of our brothers and sisters in the community.
What's the biggest thing you learned about breast cancer during this Breast Cancer Awareness Month?
It's a tough disease. I seen my friend, she went through her bilateral mastectomy, losing hair. And I mean, we're talking like within a 3 to 5 month, span. But I guess what I learned is that early detection is the most important thing, because at the same time that I've seen it rapidly affect her, I've also seen women rapidly beat the cancer as well. Because of early detection. So
yes, we got to get this word this out. And what a great cause to do it with Bump Cancer Volleyball Tournament. Tell me how this tournament has grown from the first time you did it to now.
And from the first year that we did it, we had five or six teams, and ever since then we average anywhere from 15 to 18 teams.
Nice.
We started at over in Kansas City, Kansas, at Eisenhower Recreational Center, and now we at the Hy-Vee Arena, downtown. So, well, in the bottom. So it definitely has grown.
How many teams are you trying to get for this one?
We still trying to keep our 15 to 18. We riding at about, I think last time I checked registration, we was about at 10 to 12. So if we can get those last ones in there, that'd be great.
Yeah. How can they register if they want to be a part of this tournament?
Yes, you can go to our Facebook page at Embrace KC. Again, that's Embrace KC, and the registration link as well as all other information is on there.
All right, and now for those who just want to support, they want to come out, they want to come see the action, all that stuff. What do they need to do to get that?
The same thing. Go ahead and go over to our Facebook site. We have an event page for this actual event, and there's actual link for Eventbrite that's on there, and you can click on that link. We got $10 adult tickets, $5 student tickets, and any child up under 6 is free. Or if you want to bring the whole family out, we have a 4-pack for $20.
Nice.
The dope part about this year is that we have a sponsor that is actually sponsoring this event with a five-day trip to Cancun. All expenses paid.
Oh, okay.
So whether you are a team, a vendor, a sponsor, or you just coming out to spectate, you get a entry into that drawing for 5 nights in Cancun.
Oh, okay, nice. So what a nice thing this is going down. And tell them what time this will start.
Yeah, this will start at noon, and it is at the Hy-Vee Arena, and that is 1800 Genesis Street in Kansas City, Missouri.
And again, they want to get more info on this, where can they go?
They can go to Facebook and type in Embrace KC.
All right, get out there. If you're a team, you still want to be involved, you can do that. If you want to go support, go ahead and make that happen for the fifth annual Bump Cancer Volleyball Tournament happening this Saturday. Sam, I appreciate you coming in. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.